and to whether this station has operated in the public interest, should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Here at the American Feed Network, morning is Orlean Kula, and Orlean is the president of the California chapter of the Eagle Forum and certainly a political activist. She's written a number of books, one on the Agenda 21, which we carry, one on certainly the smart meters that they want to install in your home to radiate you and your family, and then, of course, she has come up with a new book on a new educational program which most people have never heard of, yet which is going to change the structure of education, specifically public education in America, but it will influence every aspect of education as there is a deliberate plan to dumb down our children. And all this talk about how we want better education for the children of the future, yes, the children are the future, but the overall plan is not better education. They know exactly what they're doing. Certainly education in China and in India and in countries throughout the world has top priority, and education in America has top priority. But here in America, it's to create mediocre students. Orlean, you pick up the story and tell our listeners what's really going on in the world today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, for having me on again. I really appreciate you helping spread the word about this. Well, first of all, Common Core is a secretive plan almost because it's been so pushed through very quietly. Hardly anyone in our entire nation knows about it. And you've talked to the average person, they've never heard of it. They maybe have heard of the race to the top words that were Obama's original plan for education. Well, this is part of it. The Common Core is what is pushing through the very liberal standards and curriculum coming into our schools. Obama was able to bypass Congress, so they didn't know anything about this because he already had the stimulus money. So he went directly to the governors and told them, I know you're all strapped for money for education. I have set aside $4.35 billion that you will be able to apply for, but you have to do it. It's a competition basis, so you need to do it first come, first serve kind of, you know, you need to get on this really quickly, sight unseen. They weren't able to see the standards or the curriculum because most of them hadn't really been created yet, or supposedly, but we believe they were already created. But the governors had a two-month window of opportunity to sign on during the time that most of their state legislators were not in session. So they didn't go to them for any advice or counsel or legislation to approve this. They went to their state school boards, and, of course, they were mainly on the same page with the governors because of the financial incentives. So they did sign on, and 46 governors now are part of this Common Core program. Only 11 of them actually won any stimulus money. California was not one of them, of course. And now the states are left holding the bag for a huge amount of money to implement all of this. California will have to pay $1.6 billion, if not more, and it's mainly because of the expensive program. Every child is going to be using a computer, and it's all, most of it will be taught with e-books online. The tests will be given with e-books, and that is why it's costing so much money.
Let me just point out to our listeners so they don't really understand. What Obama did was say, look, we've got all this money, we're going to give it away, but you're going to have to bid for it. You're going to have to apply for it, and you may not get the money, but you will have to agree, if you do bid for it, to go along with this program. So basically, most of the states actually had to put up the money themselves, but when the governor signed on to the program, they agreed to go along with the program, even if they didn't win the lottery for the money. And as a result, they're going to transform our educational process. It'll all be dictated from Washington, D.C. through computerized programs, and it will totally transform the structure of education in America. Have you heard about this? Chances are you haven't, because it's been totally suppressed by the media. The whole idea of America was we were never to have our lives run from Washington, D.C., our educational system, our manufacturing system, our moral system. This was to be taken care of at the state, at the local level. But here's a way of circumventing it. They put up a certain amount of money, and they said, you can bid for it. Of course, you will not know what it's going to involve, but you can bid for this money, and if you... Once you bid for the money, whether you get it or not, you're going to have to transform your educational system to the one that we want imposed upon you. And, of course, this one is aimed at dumbing down your students, but we're not going to tell you that. We're going to tell you we want quality education. No, we want nationwide education. It has now been certainly introduced all across America, aimed at further dumbing down our students and, of course, basically creating mediocrity, whereas in other countries throughout the world, why they're pursuing excellence. Would that be a fair analysis, Arlene?
Yes, very good. You always have great insight in all of this. But it was done very stealthily, but it also Obama kind of had a strong arm behind it. He was telling the governors, if you don't sign on to this, there's the possibility that you will lose your Title I funding, which gives them a huge amount of money to help with special needs children. So there was a threat attached. And then there was also another bribe that the governors would be able to get a waiver to get out of the rigid requirements of the No Child Left Behind Act of George Bush, which makes it almost impossible for any state to achieve, because, of course, all children are not equal, and some children are left behind. And for them to try to make this absolute equality across the states have not been able to achieve that. So they were eager to get this waiver to get out of this rigid requirements. So there were lots of other little things behind the scenes. However, there were four states that just said no, and you have to applaud them for doing so. Texas, Alaska, Virginia, Nebraska, and part of Minnesota. Minnesota accepted the English standards, but not the math. And then, of course, Washington, D.C. went along with it.
Hold the thought. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment. Have you heard about this program? Probably not. You're not supposed to.
This is Mitt Romney. After all the campaigning, the ads, the debates, the sound bites, it all comes down to you. On Election Day, you'll decide whether you want four more years like the last 4 years, or whether you think America can do better. I know we can do better, and I have a plan to create 12 million new jobs and get the economy moving. My plan promotes energy independence by tapping our own resources, including coal, and building the Keystone Pipeline. Gives our workers the skills and training to compete. levels the playing field in trade by cracking down on China, cuts the deficit by reducing spending and the size of government, and supports small business by repealing Obamacare and cutting taxes and red tape.
Early voting has begun here in Colorado. Start the recovery now by voting for Mitt Romney today.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
On March the 3rd, 2005, KHNC 1360 AM was granted a license by the Federal Communications Commission to serve the public interest as a public trustee until April the 1st, 2013. Our license will expire on April the 1st, 2013, and we must file an application for renewal with the FCC by December the 1st, 2012. When filed, a copy of this application will be available for public inspection during our regular business hours. It contains information concerning this station's performance during the last 8 years. Individuals who wish to advise the FCC of facts relating to our renewal application and to whether this station has operated in the public interest should file comments and petitions with the Commission by March the 1st, 2013. Further information concerning the FCC broadcast license renewal process is available at the studios of KHNC Radio, 2 South Parish, Johnstown, Colorado, or may be obtained from the FCC, Washington, D.C., 20554.
Well, this is Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Orlene Kula. We're talking about this wonderful new plan for education dictated from Washington, D.C., designed to dumb down our students, to create a mediocre nation, while, of course, our money is being sent to India and China, elsewhere throughout the world, to encourage excellence in education. Why would you do that? Well, because they want equality throughout the world. They want to dumb down our students and increase the level of excellence of students throughout the world as America moves away from world leadership towards mediocrity. And, of course, as they begin to impoverish our people. This is not accidental, ladies and gentlemen. There really are people out there who have a different world view. And this whole new educational program, which has been introduced in 46 states, and, of course, the governors were told they could bid for this federal money. Of course, if they didn't get the money, they still had to go along with this wonderful new plan for excellence in education. What they should have said was mediocrity in education, because the average governor has no idea what this is all about, nor does the average individual across America. One of the most carefully kept secrets in America today is what Orlean is talking to you about. How do you do that? You control the media, you control the educational system, you control the media, and you largely control what the American people think and believe. Orlean, go right ahead with this.
Well, you did mention worldwide, and actually the goal is to have not just the United States on this Common Core program, but have all nations, and they're doing this through the very interesting man. His name is Sir Michael Barber. He was knighted by Queen Elizabeth, and knighted because of his education reform that he had done in England. So obviously, Queen Elizabeth goes along with all of this socialist top-down education. But he is traveling around speaking to all the countries that belong to this program. Right now, there are 70 nations, and they're because of this very powerful publishing company that Sir Michael Barber works for. It's called the Pearson Foundation Publishing Company, and they have offices in these 70 nations. They have taken over all of the education printing publishing companies. 100 companies now are under the auspices of Pearson. It's like they have a monopoly. It's not only education, they also really have a monopoly on fiction publishing as well as nonfiction publishing. And Sir Michael Barber is the one that is pushing their program through the Common Core program. So it's going to be a common core for all of the world. They'll all be equally dumbed down on the same page, and all be getting the same liberal propaganda. That's what's so scary about this. And, of course, Michael Barber also greatly appreciates the United Nations. He believes that Common Core equals global education, which equals world government. And he's promoting the concept of all the children of the world are citizens of the world, that there is no one nation that should have sovereignty over another, that we all are nations united in this world. And his teachings also, he says that this is all based on ethics, but his ethics have nothing to do with religion. His ethics are earth-worshipping ethics that are total everything that the New Age people believe in. So that's the other scary part of Common Core. If he's pushing his kind of ethics, that's the kind of teachings that are going into the public schools here as well.
Okay. Well, basically, is this program being implemented today, Arlene?
Yes. I'm just looking at some interesting websites. On, if you Google Common Core, it's amazing what things are coming up. And as I mentioned, most of the teaching is now going to be done online. So you go to Introduction to Common Core, and you find all of the standards now for the math lessons, for the English lessons. Teachers, there's even a little rap song promoting Common Core. And it's amazing how well they have this so publicized among the teachers. But like we mentioned, if you've never heard of it, like most Americans haven't, most parents don't really know what is going on. That's how they've been able to push this through. But the teachers that I've spoken to here in California are telling me that they've been told if they don't use this total new program, if they go back to their old files, that their job is in jeopardy. In fact, they're supposed to have gotten rid of all of their old files, even though they've been teaching for 10 to 20 years. They know what works. They have these amazing files tucked away, great information for their kids. They're no longer able to use them. Everything is supposed to be moved to the new Common Core methods. And these methods have not been tried, and the teachers, for the most part, really many of them do not like them, but they're so afraid to speak out, because part of the Common Core is they're keeping a database on all students and teachers, and where this information goes to, who knows. But if a teacher dares to speak out, she'll no longer be called a team player. So those that have spoken out about it usually don't attach their names to it. They're afraid that they'll be labeled as not going along and lose their job. So that's part of the plan, is to have this data, and it's extensive data. Obama changed the FERPA law, which was the law that protected parents and protected their children from extensive data. So now there are all sorts of data is being collected on our students. It's their religious persuasion, their political persuasion, of course, biometrics, including fingerprints, retina scans, and all their tests, because the tests are being given online, that, of course, will be put on their data sheet. And if they're not going along with the politically accepted methods, and if the children do not express themselves in the politically correct way, I'm sure that will be on their data.
Arlene. Who is collecting this information on our students? I mean, who is collecting the information on their background, their religion, their thoughts?
Who knows? You know, when things are online, this could go anywhere. It may be going to this huge national security database collection place that they're building out in Utah. I have no idea. It's just, we don't really know where all the data is going, being collected from our smart meters either.
Well, basically, Arlene, what you're saying is that they've completely transformed the educational system, so it'll all be more or less directed from a central authority by computer, and yet the average American has no idea what's happened in our public schools. Is this what you're saying?
That's correct. And the one really good thing about Mitt Romney, he's come out very strongly against Common Core education. And one of the points he makes is, he said, I don't like the fact that this is top-down national education telling our governors what they should be doing, bribing them. But he said if the federal government has an agenda, how easy that will be to push that agenda through to our public schools and to our children. And that's exactly what it is. Of course Obama has an agenda. His agenda is socialism. And through this Common Core education, his agenda can be so easily pushed through. And any teacher that would dare say, I don't like this, they will be then labeled. And eventually it'll be that our teachers are like facilitators. All they will have to do is wander around the room and make sure the kids are all online using their online assignment and doing what they're supposed to be doing. If the teacher doesn't like what is being taught on that assignment, tough. They can't say, kids, this is totally propaganda. I don't believe in this. It's their assignment for the day, and all the facilitator teacher can do is make sure the kids are on task and doing their assignment. The test will be given online. The teacher won't really have to correct it. It will be corrected automatically on the computer. So that's what is so scary about this program. That's where we are headed.
And the average individual isn't hearing this because the media in America is controlled. Has there been any discussion in educational organizations about this transformation of the educational structure in the States? Or has this been very effectively controlled?
Well, there are a few really well-organized groups that are fighting this. And that's how I found out about it, was this summer in Utah. My husband and I built a second home in this little town called Heber City, close to Park City up in the mountains of Utah. And that's where an organized effort has kind of started. Three moms against Common Core all live there in Heber City, and I was able to meet them, and they've been giving me amazing information ever since last July. It's like I've been in a cave writing this book for 2.5 months, just trying to decode everything.
But how could this be going on in our country, and yet the major media has never brought it up?
That's right. But so in Utah, they have Utahns against Common Core. There are several other groups, a really strong group in Missouri, another group in Alabama. In fact, it was Alabama who instigated a resolution so that the Republican women, the National Federated Republican Women, have a resolution against Common Core education, which, so at least, you know, the Republican women have heard about this, but something is not happening where they are now trying to fight it in their own states. I'm trying to work with the Republican women here in California to help us get a resolution passed for our own state, but that isn't progressing very rapidly. And then here in California, we have just started a coalition. In fact, our website went up on Sunday. So it's coalition, it's called Californians United Against Common Core. And we're hoping to get other Tea Party groups and conservative groups united, working together to stop this in California. As we are facing this new election, I've interviewed some of our candidates running for school board here in Santa Rosa, where I live, and I've asked them, what do you know about Common Core and how do you feel about it? One had never even heard of it, and they're running for school board, and the others had heard of it. One lady told me, this is a freight train running down the road. There's no way that we're going to stop it. She doesn't like it, but there's no way to stop it. We've heard that on other things before. You know, we were told that was how the Equal Rights Amendment was going through, like a freight train. But Phyllis Schlafly led the battle to fight it, and Phyllis Schlafly is definitely on board fighting Common Core. Her latest education reporter had information about it. She has endorsed my book, and so with her help and with others who are like-minded, we're going to try to fight this battle. We can't just give in and say there's nothing we can do.
All right, fine. Tell our listeners the name of your book, because we do carry it here at my ministry at Radio Liberty. What is the name of the book on this subject?
is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. And you can get it through Dr. Stan, or you can also get it from my website. Is it all right if I give that?
You go right ahead and give your website.
It's www.smallhelmpress.org. And small is S-M-A-L-L, helm, H-E-L-M, and then press, P-R-E-S-S. So smallhelmpress.org. And the reason I chose that title, I love the scripture in James chapter 3, verse 4. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm.
Now,
so I let people know that...
I get some of the books from you, you know.
Pardon?
Elaine, did my secretary order some of the books from you?
Yes, she did.
Okay, fine. So I guess we have them, but you get them from Orlean or from us. But you must understand, how can they keep this thing a secret, a major shift in the whole thrust of education? Very simply, ladies and gentlemen, they control the media, and they largely control what the American people think. Our number 1-8, if you'd like to give us a call, you have a question this morning, I'll give us a call. We'd love to talk to you right here at American Freedom Network.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Ladies, this is Dani Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
Well, Dr. Stan, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524, our guest this morning, Orlean Kulo. How could there be a whole new educational system out there that isn't talked about on television, that isn't talked about on most talk radio? Oh, that isn't written up in your newspapers or magazines. Simply, ladies and gentlemen, we have control here in America. Fortunately, we do have independent stations like this one where you can get the truth, or the networks that we work through. But the vast majority of the American people have no idea what's really going on. Our number, 877-254-7524. Don't be bashful. Give us a call if you have a question or comment. Port Orleans on the front lines of this battle, working with Sydney, Phyllis Schlafly's group, Eagle Forum, and across America, at least the people affiliated with this organization are aware of what's going on. And there are a few people in scattered regions who understand. But the vast majority of the American people are kept in the dark because a powerful group controls the media in America. They always have. But it should be so obvious with this issue. 1-877-254-7524. If you have a question, you have a comment, you wonder how this could possibly go on in America where we have freedom of the press. Well, ladies and gentlemen, freedom of the press means that a small group of people with unlimited wealth that they create out of nothing through a fraudulent banking system have been able to gain control largely over what the American people think. Orlean, what sort of response do you get from people when you tell them about this incredible program?
Well, it's quite remarkable what some people are starting to do. When I spoke for your big conference in Santa Cruz 2 weeks ago, or a week and a half ago, there was a nice man there from Sacramento area named Dave. He has ordered 10 of my books, and he is now spreading them to his teachers and school board members, and it's just amazing. He took my challenge at the end of my presentation where I ask each one to be like a helm and be the small helm that will help turn the great ship. So he wrote to me and said, helm from Sacramento, reporting in. Anyways, I think people, once they realize how serious this is and are starting to wake up themselves, they are getting involved, and this is the right time to do it, to take this information and ask their candidates for school board and also candidates for Congress and those who are running for state legislature. They need to know about this. So this is a great time. Call them up and say, before you get my vote, I want to know what you know about Common Core and how you feel about it. And if they don't know anything, this is the right time to tell them. And if they think it's something wonderful, then say, I'm sorry, you certainly do not have my vote. This is everything contrary to what our founding fathers believe in.
What's the title of your book again?
It's Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. And the reason
Common Core, A Trojan Horse to,
for education reform.
Right.
The reason I call it A Trojan Horse is because it's pretending to be a innocent state-run initiative. They add the word state to it, Common Core State Standards Initiative. The states had nothing to do with writing it. This is top-down national federal education written by a national cartel, and the states had nothing, no input. Those who think that they did, they were Delphi'd into thinking they had any input. The standards were already written. And what input they had was like a suggestion box input. So if you talk to someone who says, oh, we know that it was written by our state because our state board members were there, they really, it was just like what we have been taught about the Delphi technique. They were skillfully kind of made to think that this was their own suggestion being adopted, but it's, they're very controlled by a skilled facilitator so that they really, it's not their input at all. It was already done. And then when you realize that this is international, obviously probably coming from the United Nations, from UNESCO, these Common Core standards were then passed on to the various nations for them to pretend that this was their own idea. So it's much, I think it's even much higher than national, especially when you realize what this Sir Michael Barber is saying about it and how he is pushing it through 70 different nations.
And most people are not going to know about this. Why? Because they focus our attention on the World Series. They tested certainly our attention on football. And isn't it wonderful that certainly the 49ers, which is my team, won the Super Bowl championship. They focus our attention on all sorts of things because they largely are able to control what the American people think and believe. And the important issues as far as the education of your children, the future of our nation as we move from being a sovereign state into simply one more state in this fascist world that is upon us. All of this, of course, is altered so the average individual doesn't understand how they're designing an educational system to control what the American people think. And what our children think, control the mind of one generation, you control the next generation. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. What do you think about this? Could this possibly be true? Could there be that much control over the media that you're not hearing about this new nationwide educational program introduced by Obama and which, of course, Mr. Obama, certainly Governor Romney has come out against, and yet the average individual is not even allowed to know what is planned for the education of their children. What happens when you tell people about this, Arlene? Or do they believe you? Do they say it couldn't be true? I mean, something like that couldn't be going on without the public knowing. What response do you get?
Well, it depends how willing they are to do their own research. I have a flyer that I give out that gives all sorts of websites at the bottom. And when they can see that this is well documented, I have it's all the talking points against Common Core. Most of them are willing to listen, and some of them are hearing a little bit from their children and also from teachers that are not very happy about this. But if people no longer have anything to do with the public schools, if their children are long graduated, this is total news to them. The people that were at your conference, about 150 there, were very receptive to this information, but of course they are kind of receptive because they've been so well educated by you over the years. It probably depends on also how willing they are to realize that our government is not giving us the best interests. They are not.
Have you had a chance to get to email your slides to the people who can get that program made up, a television program? We'll be back in a moment with Arlene. Give us a call, 877-254.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
The Federal Communications Act of 1934, Equal Time Rule, subsection 315A, stipulates and specifies that U.S. radio and television broadcast stations must provide an equivalent opportunity to any opposing political candidate who requests it. This means, for example, that if a station gives 1 minute to a candidate on prime time, it must do the same for another candidate. Provision B requires that broadcasters offer the time to candidates at the same rate as their most favored advertisers.
If the IRS has turned your life upside down, Ameristar Tax Centers has a free, no-obligation consultation just for you. With proven experience, our former IRS agents are licensed to contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help. So call for free information now.
800-519-6297. 800-519-6297. 800-519-6297.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, I guess this morning, Arlene Kula, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a question about this, if you say this couldn't be true, that this couldn't be going on in our educational system, this effort to transform American education from Washington, D.C., without my hearing about it. But, ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to hear about it because the media in America is controlled. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Arlene, were you going to be able to get your email to our people who are putting together the DVD on your talk so they can actually get that compiled and ready for us?
Yes, I apologize. My husband has been really ill the last few days, and I just kind of dropped everything else, and I lost that email that you gave me, so I'll have to call you after the program and get that. But I do have a PowerPoint presentation that I gave at Dr. Stan's conference, and that explains really well just what this is all about in vivid terms so people can read it and know just what is happening. And I will make sure that I send that to you right after this program.
All right, fine. We'll have to get to the email. I'm not sure what it is, but we'll put you in touch with Dennis anyway, who actually did the DVDs on the program, and we hope to have those out. This is on the conference we had here a week and a half ago. But it's vitally important you understand this and so many of the other things that are going on, the very real danger of EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack on America. We, Sydney, the Congress voted almost unanimously to protect us from this, and nothing has been done. Why would that be, and why would the average individual never hear about the program that Orlean's talking about, take over our educational system, or the danger of an EMP attack on America, or so many of the very real threats that we face as a nation? If it were not, well, the reason we don't hear about it is because the media, the general media, is controlled. And this is why I do what I do 5 hours a day, trying to sound the alarm and awaken the American people. Well, basically, Arlene, certainly, are these new groups forming across America having some impact?
Yes, they are. In some of the states, they were able to actually pass some legislation wanting to take a second look at this, especially the cost of Common Core. And so in the last chapter of my book, I give There Is Hope, and I let them know what some of the states are doing. Of course, the one that has had the most success is Utah, because they have this really good coalition. They were able to get the state school board in Utah to pass a ruling that they will no longer accept the assessment test that's supposed to come in 2014, and they've dropped their membership in the consortia that was coming up with the assessment. Utah was a member of this, and they've dropped their membership in that. And then their state superintendent of schools, who was so adamantly pro-Common Core, has resigned. And so they've made some progress in Utah. And then, like I said, the National Federation of Republican Women adopted a resolution against Common Core, and that was mainly because of the influence of Alabama. Alabama has been fighting this. There's, as I mentioned in my presentation, the fact that the Chicago teachers had their big strike and revealed so much information about Common Core through that strike, it just didn't make it out to the major media, but I put it in my book. and what that was all about. They said in Chicago when they were having their strike that the only reason they were allowed to strike was asking for higher wages. So that's what went out to all the major media, and they thought that these evil teachers are already so highly paid. How dare they ask for more money? But the real reason they were striking was to have a protest against these national standards coming down, because they had already tried them in Denver, in Chicago. That's where Arne Duncan was the Secretary of Education. And they had tried these national standards there, and they were a failed program. So they wanted the nation to know about this. The nation just wasn't allowed because no major media would really cover it. But that's, I was able to find that out through going to Amy Goodman, a liberal reporter who was interviewing the teachers. And what was also interesting was to find out about the testing that was going on. A science teacher was interviewed, and he had already had to give his students a test about DNA. It was only 1 week into the school system. The test, of course, was way over their heads. Of course, they were all going to fail. And that then reflects on him and reflects on the school. So the tests are tied to the teacher's salaries. 20 to 40% of their salary is according to how well the students do on the test. The tests are rigged, so the students will fail. And then that reflects not only on the teacher, but on the school. After 3 years, when the schools continue to fail, then the school has to be taken over by a private corporation, and it becomes a charter school. And it then becomes a public-private partnership. And the private corporation usually has something to do with either this Pearson Foundation or Bill Gates or some other corporation that is really their whole purpose is to do this. And then the schools no longer have representation because the school boards don't represent them. It is now education without representation and taxation without representation, because the schools, the charter schools, still get taxes funding them from the American public, but there's no longer representation. There's, if the teachers or the parents don't like what's going on, they can't go to a school board to represent them. Also, in the charter schools, the teachers can no longer belong to a union. Isn't that interesting, Dr. Stan?
It really is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that there is an effort to take over the minds of our children. They know what they're doing. And once again, Orlene, why don't you get your website out so people would know how to get in touch with you?
All right. It's www.smallhelmpress.org. And small, as in the word, Helm, H-E-L-M, and then press.org. And the name of the book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. They can also download it at that website if they want to, for a small fee.
So God bless. Thanks very much, Orlene. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you. God bless you as well, Dr. Stan. Bye-bye.
.537, the number of votes that changed the course of American history.
Decision 2000, election night.
Florida is too close to call.
The difference between what was and what could have been. So this year, if you're thinking your vote won't matter, well, back then there were probably at least 537 people who felt the same way. Don't sit this one out.
My plan for the next 4 years, cut spending and ask the wealthy to pay a little more so we can pay down the deficit and rebuild America. I'll protect Medicare, never turn it into a voucher, and invest in education and training for jobs here in America, not tax breaks for sending jobs overseas.
Go to vote.barackobama.com or call 855-OFA-VOTE to learn more.
This is a make-or-break moment for the middle class.
The president is right, so don't stay home. Vote.
I'm Barack Obama, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Obama for America.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at the Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of the Green Herbs exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's the Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the problem we have today is the media is largely controlled, and you're not going to hear the truth. Why? Because there's something called the Brotherhood of Darkness that has taken over America and controls both political parties. They have their agents in the military, and they control the six major banks. They control the six major media outlets, and that, of course, is AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom that controls CBS, ABC that controls Disney, certainly, and then of course Fox, and which controls the Wall Street Journal and controls Zondervan, the largest Christian publisher, and certainly controls the Fox Media and the Wall Street Journal, and of course we have GE, which controls CBS, and they recently sold that NBC, they recently sold that to Costco. But understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this certainly is a media complex that largely controls what the American people think. And they know exactly what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to understand what's going on. So when you begin to understand this, you begin to understand that our thoughts are largely controlled by a small group of wicked people whose loyalty is not to America, but to establishing a one-world government, which is why we have our troops stationed in 130 nations. 50,000 troops, or almost well over 40,000 troops in Germany, well over 30,000 troops in Japan, well over 20,000 troops South Korea. We have 11,000 troops stationed permanently in England and in Italy and nations throughout the world. Why? We have an empire, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, the force behind that is bringing about a world government where America then will become simply one more nation in this fascist world under the control of the Antichrist. This is what it's about. Powerful spiritual forces behind what's going on that largely determine what the American people think and believe. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get my book on the Brotherhood of Darkness. The Brotherhood of Darkness. My talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret. My talk and the latest one on Agenda 21, the covert plan. Agenda 21, the covert plan. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get the information. You need to get on the street corner and start shouting what's going on. Tell your friends. Tell your relatives. Understand our nation is taken over. We have a two-party system, and they control both political parties. Is one candidate perhaps better than the other? Well, at least Mitt Romney is certainly, although a Mormon, is actually not a member of the Brotherhood of Darkness, although he's had to surround himself with their people. And, of course, when he chooses his cabinet, if he's successful in his candidacy, they will try to dominate what he does and control him. Understand that we have a phony political system where both political parties are controlled by exactly the same people. They're dedicated to globalism. They're dedicated to ever more government control over your life. They put Barack Obama in office 4 years ago. They simply installed him. Running John McCain against him, who was a terrible candidate, who they also control, but they control both political candidates, ladies and gentlemen. When you understand this, you can understand what's going on. nothing as it appears to be. My website, RadioLiberty.com. Go there, read our letters, watch our videos, listen to our programs, and then pray for America. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
This is Mitt Romney. After all the campaigning, the ads, the debates, the sound bites, it all comes down to you. On election day, you'll decide whether you want 4 more years like the last 4 years, or whether you think America can do better. I know we can do better, and I have a plan to create 12 million new jobs and get the economy moving. My plan promotes energy independence by tapping our own resources, including coal, and building the Keystone Pipeline. Gives our workers the skills and training to compete. Levels the playing field in trade by cracking down on China. Cuts the deficit by reducing spending and the size of government. And supports small business by repealing Obamacare and cutting taxes and red tape.
Early voting has begun here in Colorado.